Hello.
Hello, Anthony?
Yes.
Hey, it's Roy from the Goodwill. You bid on some purses here, some coach purses?
Yes.
And are you just being cute or being funny, or what's going on with that?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, you're a male. Why would you be buying a purse?
Oh, for my girlfriend.
You're buying 11 purses for your girlfriend? Okay, look, we don't appreciate the clowning around here. We're trying to run a serious business.
Right.
And I don't see any reason for you to be doing this to us.
Well, I'm not. I'm in the bidding thing.
You're what?
I'm bidding on them.
No, you're a male. You can't bid on them. It's a purse. Purse is a female thing.
But as a gift, why can't you?
I'm sure you thought it was hilarious when you put your name on there, but you need to stop fucking around in our store.
I've actually bought them before at the other Goodwills.
Okay, well,
over the years.
You just need to stop fucking around in our store, okay? Because this messes up the whole bidding process when you put a higher bid in there and then somebody else has to bid higher because you're putting in your fake bids.
Well, they're not that, so...
It is a fake bid.
If I'm in the lead, I'm allowed to bid on any item that's in there.
Okay, well, I'm removing your name from all these purse auctions. You can't do this, okay? I mean, you can sit there and pretend that you're serious about this, but I know you're just messing with the whole system
here. Hold on
one second. All right.
My girlfriend is right here.
Oh, you don't have to convince me that you have a girlfriend. I really don't care. If you want to pretend you have a girlfriend, whatever. But if it's for your girlfriend, why wouldn't she just put her name on there? Yep. Yeah, I caught...
She wasn't with me, and buying it as a gift.
Why didn't you just...
Why would I do that?
Put her name on there.
Well, then that's not a gift, is it?
Yeah, well, we would have caught that anyway, because we would have seen that it's male handwriting.
What? Well, I know. Well, I would... I want to buy them. So what's the issue if I bid on them?
So is that a normal thing for a boyfriend to do, buy 11 purses for his girlfriend?
Well, do you know how many she has?
I think you're full of shit, sir. You're full of shit. I shouldn't have to deal with this. We're just trying to do an auction, and you're just messing it all up for everyone.
I've participated in those Goodwill auctions forever and ever, and I've bought lots of purses.
Okay.
I don't understand the issue.
Yeah, that's hilarious. I bet your friends are there just like giggling because you're saying you want to buy purses.
She's right here.
You have no intention of paying. Yeah, I don't hear her. I think you're full of crap.
You won't let me bid because of my guy. I've been on the purses to give you as a gift at Goodwill.
Oh, shit.
He's calling me up and saying I'm just him. I never heard of that. Yeah, I mean,
you've never heard of that?
A girl does. He says a girl has to bid on, which is insane.
That's not insane.
I can bid on anything I want.
That's like
to whoever I want.
Common knowledge, you idiot, that girls use purses and guys don't. Like, what planet are you from?
Not that I'm buying them for you.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Who's this?
What is the problem with him bidding on the purses for me?
Oh, he's not bidding on them for you. Is he trying to, like, get you involved in this lie now, too?
No, I'm his girlfriend. He's not getting me in any lie.
Oh, my God.
Look, I just think you guys are both just fucking with the store, and you need to cut it out, or we're going to kick you out of the store permanently.
Who's your manager?
Dave.
Put him on the phone.
No, I don't have to do shit. I don't have to do anything
put him
for.
On the phone.
I don't have to do that because you're messing with our store.
What is
you're messing with our business, and we don't appreciate it. You just need to.
What is your name, sir?
My name is Roy Gerbel. You just need to cut it the fuck out, okay?
Okay. Is this the way you talk to customers?
Well, he's not a customer. He's a troublemaker, and he's making fake bids and ruining the auction for everyone else.
Okay, and your manager's name is who now?
It's Michael. Your boyfriend is a swindler and a liar and a thief.
Michael what?
It's Michael McDaverson.
Okay. Alrighty then, thank you.
Hey, motherfucker. Don't hang up on me.
What?
I said don't hang up on me.
Don't you call me names. This is being recorded.
Oh,
you call me all the names you want.
It's not being recorded. Don't lie.
Oh, yes, it is. I punched it before I took the phone.
Oh, you're so full of crap.
Okay. We'll see who's full of crap.
Oh, yeah, we sure will, won't we?
Well, we sure will.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
I know we will.
Nice.
Good.
You can call me anytime, buddy.
I don't have your number because your boyfriend's full of shit and puts his own number down for purses, which is not allowed.
Okay. That's all right. But
maybe
the way
you
handle this and talking to me is very disrespectful.
Maybe you should have a talk with your boyfriend and ask him why he thinks he needs to, you know, carry around a purse.
He wasn't buying the purse for him. He was buying it for me.
It's not an it. It's 11 purses. He's full of shit when he says it's for you.
Well?
Because it's 11 purses.
He's why not gonna, would that be?
He's not going to buy 11 purses for one person.
You don't know that.
I don't even think you're his girlfriend.
I have 35 purses.
You're not. Oh, my God. That's overkill, isn't it? Why don't you get a life? Anyway, you're probably not even his girlfriend. You're probably his mom or something.
Yes, sir, I am. I'm sporting a 3-carat diamond ring on my finger.
That's something his mom would
and
say.
And I will talk to your manager, and then I will talk to the head of Goodwill. Matter of fact, I'm standing in a Goodwill right now.
I can tell that you're his mom because you sound so old.
Well, it's all right. That's all right. Just hold on a minute. What's my purse?
Is it a Coach purse?
Excuse me. Do you work there, ma'am? Okay, just go. This is a gentleman that is with another Goodwill store that my boyfriend made bids on, and he's calling me a fucking liar.
He's saying that we're not allowed to, men aren't allowed to bid on purses.
On purses?
Yeah.
Just a minute. This lady works right here. Are you a manager, ma'am? But would you tell him the kind?
Is it something online?
No, it's in their store, and when you sign in the book to bid on items.
Which one is it?
In Austin.
This is awesome.
We're not affiliated with Goodwill.
I know, but I just want you to know what he's calling me under the Goodwill name.
Hey, good job, lady, complaining to the wrong store. You idiot.
He's an employee?
He's an employee of Goodwill.
So, then what I would do is call the Goodwill in Austin, contact that manager, CEO, and definitely let them know.
Okay. Would you repeat some of the things you said to me, sir?
Can I just tell you, good job complaining to the wrong store, you fucking idiot?
Get his name and report him to the CEO.
Hey, ma'am, you can shut the fuck up. You can shut the fuck up, all right? Just shut the fuck up.
Name? What is your name?
I'm not even with Goodwill. I'm this lady that's holding the phone, she's lying to you. I'm her brother.
You're not my brother?
She's
my God.
Contact the Goodwill.
She's just like, hey Roy, wouldn't it be funny if I brought my phone into Goodwill and you cursed out the lady just for fun? And I'm like, oh, I don't want to, but I guess if it'll amuse you, I'll do it.
Yeah, I would write down the number and then contact the store manager.
Hey, ma'am, shut the fuck up.
Okay. Very mature.
He needs us to verify that we're hearing this.
Yeah.
I mean,
he just, you know, he's unable to give us his name because apparently he doesn't know it. But just
oh, I gave you my name several times. I remember I said it was Roy. You just don't know how to listen.
Thank you. Sorry you had that experience.
Okay, thank you, ma'am.
Wow, ma'am, that was fun. Do you think we can go to another store that's not affiliated with me and complain to them, too? 'Cause,